You hear that?
No, your radio's not crackling. Ladies and gentlemen, the sound of way freshness. Better snacks bursting with flavor. Welcome to the program, Robin Hawkins. You are the director of
Health and Wellness
at United Family of Stores, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this last week, you guys did a health screening at your Amigos stores. But for those people that were tardy to the party and did not make the scene, you know, you guys are all about second chances.
Yes.
So this weekend, not only are you teaching how to build a better basket, you're also having more health screenings. But first of all, let's get to the build a better basket and the concept and everything. And it's just like, just in brief, and then we'll go through some of the stuff as far as like some of these alternatives, because they're just crazy good. Go ahead.
Well, this weekend at all of our Market Street stores from 11 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday, we're going to be having a Build a Better Basket Expo. And what we mean with Build a Better Basket is that it's the new year. People are starting new goals. And if you say, hey, I'm going to be a completely new person on Monday, you're probably not going to be that person on Friday. And you might fall off the wagon. And we just want to have realistic goals. And we just want to teach our guests to just do simple things like build a better basket, switch out some of their snack foods. This weekend you can come out to our stores and taste some snack foods, some fresh fruit, some different kinds of chicken, some turkey. I mean, there's so many great things that you can come out and try. And just by putting those in your basket, you're building a better basket. And if you build a better basket at the store, then in turn, you're going to put better meals on your table. And then by the end of the year, hopefully, we do have a better you.
Well, I can tell you this, that the strategy of not getting it into the pantry, in other words, like, and I'm not smacking, you know, any of these cookies or anything like that, but you have like sweets and candy and
chips.
You know, chips and stuff like that. I mean, there are certain types of chips that are better than other types of chips. For instance,
if you don't even buy this stuff in the first place,
right,
and take it home, then you're not tempted to eat it at home. And these are, you know, everybody likes chips. Who doesn't like chips? Especially when they're watching football or whatever. These chips are good.
Okay, these are
and
way,
they're good for you.
These are way better snacks. Guaranteed mm-hmm. quality. They're germinated, sprouted, whatever. It says Simply So Sweet chili tortilla chips.
They are spicy. Did you try one?
Oh, yeah.
You would like those.
They're awesome. The thing that kind of, you know, the black bean chips,
I love
those. You know, they're very good too, but you know, it's kind of they're not as, you know, I thought that they would be like black, but they're, you know, kind of gray. You know, kind of look like granite. But they taste really good. Now, some of this other stuff,
they are good.
Oh, wow. Some of the other strategies that you guys have is like replacing some of the like condiments and stuff like that with natural stuff. Like, what do we got here? This is
Well, I brought some of the Holy Guacamole. They have minis, 100 calorie packs, which are great to take as a snack. It's limiting your intake of guacamole. Guacamole has some good fats in it for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's great for put on sandwiches as a sandwich spread. And great for lunches, you know, to give out your kids for a little snack. I love the mini packs.
That's a great idea. And you can replace mayonnaise on sandwiches with that guacamole.
Mm-hmm. Or sometimes your cheese, if people are trying mm-hmm. to cut down on their cheese, so give a little bit
right.
of a creamy, just a different texture to mm-hmm. your, than just, you know, your meat and your bread.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you have some of the, while we're on the chips, go ahead and let's roll through some of these other chips alternatives you got here. Like,
what was the name of those chips?
Way Better.
Way Better.
Way Better.
Now, where do you find those in the store? Are they with all the other chips or are they
yes.
in a different section?
They're, usually in all of our stores, they're, in the Living Well. It will say Living Well up mm-hmm. above them. Along with, we have like sweet potato chips, all kinds of chips, right? Not really next. In this, they're in a separate little section, usually mm-hmm. all together. So they wouldn't be right next to like the Fritos or anything.
Yeah.
But usually no. on the same aisle.
One thing about these chips is they don't just, they're not just your regular tortilla chips. They also have flax seed in them, quinoa.
Mm-hmm. And they're gluten-free.
And they're gluten-free.
Yeah.
So there you go. Much better choice for you.
Yeah, I can share a story with you about flaxseed. My wife made some muffins one time. I said, oh, these are really good. I had about 10 of them.
Yeah.
Katie bar the door. Big mistake.
And I brought some kale chips. Kale's like a superfood these days. You hear a lot about kale.
Yes.
People juicing kale. There's kale chips. I brought some zesty nacho and some Cool Ranch. This is also a little snack.
All right, this I've got to try because my husband says, his doctor said, eat kale.
Yes.
Look at that.
This is crunchy kale now.
This looks like vegetable granola.
Hmm.
I mean, it's like, this is cool because it's not, these chips aren't flat.
It's dried kale.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
with seasonings on it.
It's chunky, which is different. But, you know, I think a lot of this stuff that happens...
this is good.
I think a lot of sad people get, you know, you get satisfaction out of the texture and the experience of chewing it up,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I brought a lot of snack foods because it seems a lot of people, they know how to make a healthy meal. You know, grill your chicken, eat fruits, you know, add some vegetables, add salad. Mm-hmm. But they kind of struggle with snacks.
Yeah.
Especially when you're changing diets, you get hungry more often. You're like, oh, my, and that's when some people just fall off the wagon is with their snacks. And that's why, you know, come out to our stores and get to taste some better snacks this weekend.
Yeah. And a lot of people think, oh, well, to snack healthy, it's just got to be carrots and celery.
Yes.
But we actually, you brought some chicken salad, and people like to put chicken salad on crackers.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of crackers, you suggested celery sticks.
Mm-hmm. It's crunchy, and these are the light chicken salads we make fresh in our store. We have a Santa Barbara that has some nuts and fruit in there, and then I brought the regular light chicken salad.
Yeah. Now tell us about the fruit section quickly.
Yeah,
we're running
real
out of
quick.
Time.
Oh, I just brought some apple pears or Asian pears.
Good.
Brought a pink lady apple. It's one of my favorites.
Those
and
are good.
The opal apple. It's a yellow apple.
Sweet as it can be.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Those are three very good choices and very healthy.
Yes.
Hey, build a better basket. It's this weekend at Market Street. We'll be back with more after the news, bottom of the hour. News Talk 790, 739 on Wednesday. Tom and Laura.
Feeling healthier already.
yes. bursting with fiber this morning. Hey, we got Robin Hawkins in the house. She's Director of Health and Wellness, United Family Stores. They got build a better basket. Can you say that three times fast?
Probably not.
Build a better basket at Market Street this weekend. And we've been talking about some of these healthy snacks and stuff that they have that are alternatives. And the key to the build a better basket thing, really, Robin, is like win the battle in the grocery store and get the junk out of the pantry.
Mm-hmm. And just small changes over time really do add up. You know, you don't have to go out and say, I'm going to build the very best basket in the entire world on Saturday. Just switch out some of your snacks this time. Then the next time, maybe look at your yogurts. We make it easy in all of our stores to build a better basket. We have our Nouvelle scoring system that's on our price tag. It goes from 1 to 100, and you just look for the higher the score. So when you're looking at two yogurts, if one has a 20, the other one has an 82, I suggest one that has an 82 or anything above the 20.
Next week, I'll raise you to a 95.
That does make it so easy.
Mm-hmm. And we just rolled out our new health tags in our stores where if a product qualifies, you can see icons on the price tag such as heart healthy, good source of fiber, gluten-free, organic, low sodium. So if you have a specific condition you're looking for, we're trying to make it easier for you to shop for those too.
Okay, for people who are just tuning in, take you just kind of on a real quick trip around some of the stuff we've been trying, like these Way Better Snacks.
That's the brand name.
Yeah, Way Better.
Way Better.
you know, Simply So Sweet tortilla chips, black bean tortilla chips. Now, these are awesome. These are Rhythm superfoods. These are kale chips. And, folks, this looks like, when you look down in the bag, it looks like vegetable granola.
Right.
It's chunky. It's awesome.
Very tasty. I love them.
And then you were suggesting, like, replace, like, mayonnaise and some of the condiments that are fatty with, like, you got that holy guacamole and like those 100-calorie packs. You can whip those out and use that as a spread on your sandwiches and stuff like that. And then we had the fruit. Now, something we didn't talk about, we've got these Kind bars. And I have this, we just tried this dark chocolate cinnamon pecan. It only has 5 grams of sugar. The whole thing's what, like, how many grams of carbs you said? Like 13 for the whole thing?
About 14.
They're delicious.
Oh man, yeah, this tastes like a gourmet cookie or something.
Mm-hmm. And that's a great alternative in the afternoon when you're like the Snickers and the candy machine is calling your name.
Mm-hmm.
Have a Kind bar. It's great. I always have Kind bars in my purse. It's a great snack when you're on the go and when you're hungry. And they come in so many different varieties. I love Kind.
Thank you for bringing all this stuff. Before we get away and run out of time, let's talk about the health screening real quick and what's going to be included in that. How do people get involved?
Yes, at all of our Market Street pharmacies this weekend during the expo from 11 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday, our pharmacies are doing free health screenings. You can come out, you can get your blood pressure checked, your cholesterol, your blood glucose. They're also doing some BMIs, and it's just always great to know your numbers. To start the year off and say, hey, where am I at? So please come out. We also have flu shots available. I know you're talking about the yep. flu later, so come out. All of our stores, we do have flu shots available, so just come out.
Okay, and one last thing we didn't get to talk about is you have a bouquet of flowers in this basket. Why is that?
It's a great reward for yourself. Instead of rewarding yourself with food, because a lot of times you're like, I lost 5 pounds. I'll get to have that piece of cake. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think the great way to reward yourself is buy that beautiful bouquet of flowers. Enjoy it over the weekend. Put it in your basket and enjoy it. And that's all your hard work paying off right there. And you can say, look, I earned this.
And
I did it.
It doesn't cost you any calories.
And the cards right. are the cards are free. So you can write right. yourself a card that says, way to go.
And it's a great way to reward someone. If you know someone who's really working hard to make improvements, and it's kind of like, well, should I take them out to dinner? You know, what should I do? Take them a beautiful bouquet of flowers and say, good work. You
there
deserve
you
this.
Take them out and build a better basket.
Yeah.
You know, set your budget and go out and buy them like $25-$30 worth of good stuff. It's awesome. Hey, Robin, thanks for being with us and coming in.
Oh, thank you.
And bringing all this stuff.
I know,
it's fantastic.
This is so nice. And it's fun to try all this and realize that you can eat healthier and it's very tasty.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, anyone can come out and try majority of these products this weekend at all of our stores, Market Streets.
Fantastic. Good. Hey, 743, good morning.